Hello, friend. That's lame. Maybe I should give you a name. But that's a slippery slope. You're only in my head. We have to remember that.
Meet Elliot, cybersecurity engineer by day, vigilante hacker by night. He's the unlikely hero at the center of the new TV show, Mr. Robot. Sam Esmail is the show's creator and executive producer.
Elliot is sort of an internal, isolated guy who can't really interact with people socially in real life. But online, he can hack them and knows all the intimate private details of them.
Hacking her was simple. Her password, Dylan2791. Favorite artist in the year in which she was born backwards. Though she's a psychologist, she's really bad at reading people, but I'm good at reading people. My secret, I look for the worst in them.
Elliot, played by actor Rami Malek, stumbles across a secret society run by a man called Mr. Robot. Think of a cross between WikiLeaks, Anonymous, and the Weather Underground. Elliot is pulled into a web of anarchy and danger where all the moral lines are blurred.
Who's good and who's bad in the show? I don't know. I mean, you really can't pinpoint the clear-cut morality here. Who is the person I should be rooting for or not? I think it's more interesting when it's messier because I just think that's more true to life.
You take us inside Elliot's head with this really intense inner narration. It reminds me a little bit of Travis Bickle in Taxi Driver because it's also a portrait of loneliness, just this one voice.
Well, that would not be an accident. as Taxi Driver was a huge inspiration.
Loneliness has followed me my whole life, everywhere.
One of the things about Taxi Driver that's so great is it's just a pure character piece. Obviously, there's a plot and there's a story, but just you are purely inside this guy's brain. And when I went to write Mr. Robot, I just knew in order to really pull off this really tricky thing, to see the world through this guy's point of view, I needed just to immerse the audience.
I never want to be right about my hacks, but people always find a way to disappoint.
Voiceover gets a bad rep a lot of times in screenwriting because people think it's lazy, whatever it is. But when it is done really well, it just adds this other dimension. It creates this sort of intimate relationship with the audience that you really can't do just with dialogue and scene.
You know, the alienated young techie is almost, it's kind of a type now. I mean, you think of people like Edward Snowden, Chelsea Manning. Was that in your mind at all as you were coming up with this character?
No, I would say, look, teen angst, I think, has been around since, you know, Holden Caulfield. I mean, it's something that I think was there the whole time. I think it's kind of interesting that now it's associated with techies. I think it's a lot older than that, but it's cool the association has become more popularized with technology.
So do you think if Rebel Without a Cause came out today, the James Dean character would be a hacker?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's weird. It's like the nerds are having their moment, I would have to say, right about now.
I love that my kids are growing up in that world.
Yeah. Look, I endorse it.
Yeah, you know, I feel like since the cyber world, or whatever you'd call it, has been with us, filmmakers have struggled with how you portray it. You know, whether it's documentary or fiction, it's kind of hard to sustain interest around people typing on keyboards. But you do that while maintaining the drama. Can you tell us how you approach that as a filmmaker?
Yeah, you know, look, I will say, I was a nerd growing up, and I was a big techie, and I watched all those terrible movies and all those terrible television shows. And it was actually, I think, more work to portray it as poorly as they did because they forced all these CGI graphics and all this ridiculous stuff to force the drama there. One of the rules I have on my show is that we don't green screen anything. So everything that you see that we've filmed is real. And so the actors, I really wanted them to react to what is actually going on screen. But I got to be honest, I'm not some genius over here. I'm just actually going through what a programmer or coder or cybersecurity engineer would do in a certain hack. And the funny thing is, even though people don't completely understand it, they get it. And it's almost like when you watch a medical drama or a legal drama or whatever. It's not, I don't necessarily understand all the terminology, but I get what's going on emotionally. I get what the stakes are.
I've seen a little bit on Twitter. It seems like you've been getting some good reaction from the hacker community.
Which is huge. I mean, you know how much of a risk that is to not only do a show about technology and about hackers, but then to kind of sort of reference hacking groups. I mean, there's a popular Twitter feed for Anonymous, and it's all, you know, unofficial. But when they gave us kudos, I was I was in heaven. I mean, that's a real huge endorsement. And you know, look, if it went the other way, it would have been totally bad. You know what I mean?
It's so, definitely better to have anonymous like you than not like you.
Exactly.
Sam Esmail is the creator and executive producer of the exciting new show Mr. Robot, which premieres this Wednesday on USA. Sam, great speaking with you. Thank you.
Thank you. This is fun.